to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 902 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
What you can't do, I told John this earlier in the show, I went to King Lear last night. If you like Shakespeare, it's actually extremely well-acted. There's not a lot of time left. What is
today? Did they do it with British accents?
No. Some of the people are from Houston. Some of them are from.
They have to do it with British accent. How can you do Shakespeare?
The guy who runs, I think, the theater program or the acting program at University of Houston was King Lear. That dude was really good. It's very well acted. I'm just not a huge Shakespeare.
Well, tell me what's the story of King Lear?
He goes mad. His daughters want him to die. There's doth and yon and all this stuff, you know. Thou you haveth, hath, howest, most. It just, if you're somebody who has legitimate, not like people who say, I'm so ADD, I'm ADHD. People love to say that. And those of us who actually do have attention deficit disorder, that's like people, there's two things people always say, I'm ADD, I'm ADHD, or I'm so OCD. You're not OCD.
No, you know
who you are.
Because
real OCD people are way, way different, and real ADD and ADHD people are way different. You just forget stuff. I can't stay on track. If you are ADD like I am, and you're trying to watch Shakespeare, and you already hate humidity, and you're outside, it's impossible. It's impossible.
I'm the fool, and your wonder, and see it, the great unburdening of...
Like, you're yelling, I get that, but I don't want to have to focus on your words. I don't want to have to focus on cutting through this old English to get there. Can't we just be watching something on a stream?
I bet Snacks just love this. Snacks and Mason, they were thrilled.
My daughter.
Why does your wife make them
do this? And my daughter
is
legitimately hyper. Like, she's ADHD. She hasn't been diagnosed, but it's a lock. But she loves Shakespeare. She loves this stuff. She's focusing in.
Why don't your wife just take her? Why make everybody suffer?
Exactly. That's the move. That's what I thought it was going to be. I thought I'm like, I didn't know all the kids were going. I'm laying in my bed. I'm watching. What am I watching now? I was finishing up Better Call Saul. And so I was finishing up that episode, and my wife's talking about, and I hear the kids talking about, what time is it? You guys are gone. We're all going to. You guys are all going to King Lear. She read King Lear yesterday to them, or a synopsis of King Lear. They were listening. I wasn't included. I wasn't asked to be included. So this whole time I'm thinking, okay, well, it's Nicole and Maddie, because she's homeschools her. They're doing King Lear this year. And Maddie's pretty smart. She learns a lot of different stuff. So I'm like, okay, they're going to King Lear. And I find out, this is great. All the kids are going. This is the best. starting at about 7:30, 7:40, I am good to the wood. Like, everyone will be gone. And she goes, you're going too, right? And there's, I've had some things where I couldn't say no, I'm not going. I knew I had to just wear this one. And I'm like, okay. I watched Shakespeare in the Woods when we were at Door County, Wisconsin, which I highly recommend Door County. It's phenomenal.
It's awesome.
Went Shakespeare in the Woods, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. Went to, what else did I see? I saw something else. Oh, it was Shakespeare adjacent, but it was a comedy. We were in Breckenridge. Had a good time with that, but it was kind of absurd and it was kind of funny. This was just, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just either Shakespeare's for you or it's not for you. And for me, Shakespeare outside.
Why did your wife torture all of you?
I didn't get home until 11 o'clock.
Why does she torture all of you?
It's culture. I get it. I like other cultured stuff. I'm just not a Shakespeare
Snacks
guy.
And Mason,
they hated it. They hated it.
They probably
talked the whole time. They had to sit apart from us. They talked the whole time. They didn't like
it.
Are
you on the lawn?
I saw them
the grass,
talking.
Or did
no,
you bring
we're in
chairs?
The seats. We're in the seats. We're in the actual seats. And I saw them talking, and I said, during the intermission, I said, hey, you got to stop talking, Sebastian. He goes, we're talking about the play. Bull crap. You're not talking about the play. I see both of you laughing. You're 100% not talking about the play. Don't lie to me. we're talking about the play.
Zero chance.
0% chance you're talking about the
play. I would. Well, you should have told Nicole, no, I just broke my leg again or something. I just can't do that.
That was when I.
That's.
And then when
why does
when
she torture you?
Over, I'm hauling ass to get back to the parking spot so I can get home, you know, because I have a radio show in the morning to do. And so she's like, why'd you run off? Why are you running off? Like, you didn't even say anything. Because I'm trying to get to the car and go home so I can go to sleep and do a radio show tomorrow morning. That's what I've got to do.
Did you catch up on your sleep during the play?
No. Once I closed my eyes, I'm like, I don't think – she was five seats from me, and I'm like, I don't think she can see me. I think I can get away with this if I try to sleep through. But King Lear's always yelling and screaming about everything. And there was one pretty hot – Reagan was – she was wearing leather pants, so I'm like, wow. I mean, this is just something, you know, just a visceral thing. But
right.
So you're just like, that's a little something different. Well, Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I just saw my son Alec was texting. I'm like, don't snitch. Don't snitch.
Christian Harris is running with the first team. How about that?
Yeah.
I think
he's talented enough, too.
That should be.
Why not baptism by fire?
Yeah.
Why not? What are you,
I mean,
what are you
going to lose?
Playoff team? No.
You're going to lose?
You're going to lose maybe an over and under?
You might lose a game?
You're faster. You're stronger. Look, his instincts, I don't think, are great. Like, he doesn't always feel the blocking, the play development. So, sometimes he'll fit it up in the wrong hole, and they'll hit plays on him the same way that Zach Cunningham and the linebackers did before. But he's faster. He's a better athlete. He's more aggressive. Put him in now, man. Let him take his lumps now while there's no expectations. I think it's great to let these guys play now. Play him now.
What do you think of Chester Rogers signing?
God, isn't he a wide receiver?
Yeah.
I wrote him up years ago. Like, he's from a Eastern
Yeah, he
Washington.
Played with the Colts.
Oh, no, that's right. Oh, yeah, he's got speed. Just a guy. Just a guy in camp. I don't know if he'll make a team, but he does have NFL experience.
Hey, if there's one position you can make the team on, it's that position.
You're right. You're right. That may be an indictment on the wide receiver position.
Well, it is. Honestly,
right. With Mechie out, actually, he does play. I think he does have some reps in the slot. Or, actually, you're going to play him outside. If he gets a chance to play, he might compete with Chris Conley for reps. And then you have Brandon Cooks you can play from the slot. That might make some sense.
So
His biggest year, John, was 485 yards receiving with 72 targets, 53 catches when Andrew Luck was quarterback. His total career touchdowns in 69 games is 6. I mean, this is not a big deal.
No. No, but listen.
I think he returns,
Lovey the other
too.
Day said, tackle is our strongest position on this team.
Yeah, he's a return man, too. So, 14, the last time he played last year, he had 30 kickoff returns and 14 punt returns. So, yeah, as a return option, too. So, return man and maybe wide receiver 5. I mean, he's got some potential to make this team.
Chance. Lovey said the other day, tackle is the most talented position they have on the team with Tunsil and Titus Howard. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I mean, Tunsil is
and Cedric Abui and Heck. I think he means it's, you know, the deepest. Well, he said the best.
He said the best position on the team. Wide receiver might be the weakest.
Yeah, because once you get past Brandon Cooks and Nico Collins, it really falls off. You were hoping for
Mechie,
the second
obviously.
Rounder and Mechie to really take a step up. And now, you know, he's going to be done for the year. You look at the rest of their depth chart, go find all the experience.
Conley.
You have Chris Conley who has NFL experience, but I would argue, you know, he's basically a wide receiver 4 on a good team. He's a wide receiver
Jalen
4. Jalen Camp is an undrafted free who's never played. Philip Dorsett is a vagabond.
Drew Estrada.
Connor Weddington. Connor Weddington is also a guy with no real NFL experience.
Johnny Johnson.
Undrafted free agent. You're right, man. And then you go Chris Moore, who's a special teamer primarily. Chester Rogers, who has special team, and Chad Beebe. So if you look at it from an NFL experience, Chester Rogers, Chris Moore, Brandon Cooks, Nico Collins, Chris Conley, and Philip Dorsett, there's your 6. And those guys all have NFL experience. You could go to war with those 6. Jalen Camp, Weddington, Chad Beebe, Johnny Johnson, Drew Estrada. Those are just guys who don't really have NFL experience who maybe you keep two of them on a practice squad.
We'll see what happens in the preseason games. All right, when we come back, Robert Ford, Astros broadcaster.
I'm excited about
that. How about that? Robert Ford's going to join us here on the show, talking a little baseball with Robert Ford. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, Aqueduct Plumbing. What's happening at your house?
So today they're turning off. This has been a major, major deal. We had a deal done where we had some lines that were replaced, but they were not replaced the proper way, and it's been causing issues for us. Aqueduct came up, and Billy just said, look, here's what's going on. You could try to do the shortcut here, but we've had to dig up this, that, and the other. Let's just lay the last PVC pipe, and we'll replace three of your lines with pipes that are laid the right way. And so they're going to cut off the water at noon. They're going to lay all the pipes, and they will be done. Tomorrow's going to be the big cleanup because half my yard is dug up because it is a major, major issue that we're dealing with. But it's one that has to get fixed. And see, this is the thing. If you go with someone else that you don't trust or you don't know about, these kind of things can happen to you. I've got someone else doing the same job, only an even bigger job, but that someone else is Aqueduct Plumbing. And this is a company with years of experience, somebody who I trust, somebody who gets the job done the right way. And they gave us all of our options. You can do this, you can do this, you can do this. And I am telling you, I couldn't be happier. I'm so happy to speak for Aqueduct Plumbing because this is something, it's never fun to have to do a bunch of plumbing work, but it's necessary and you want it done the right way the first time. Don't make the mistake I made by going with a discount plumber the first time. Go with a plumber that gives you fair prices and great work, and that's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They're right here in Houston. Check out the website, thebenchplumbing.com, and get their phone number and call them today for a small need or a major need like I have. It's Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Break it, bop it, zig and beatboxing. I do what I do like I do it for TV. I guess what I'm doing to keep me. Shoes on my feet sweeter than sweet peas. So you sucker MCs really can't outstep me. I grab on my... The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Robert Ford, the voice of the Astros, joining us live from Cleveland today. We really appreciate it. Robert, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
How does Steve Sparks not know what hump day is? That's my question.
I think he was playing dumb in that instance. I am pretty certain he knows what hump day is.
I don't know, right? What are you talking about, Sparky?
He never worked in an office ever?
No, well, he hasn't. You're right.
Actually, he hasn't. Yeah.
You know, he's never worked in an office in his life.
Did you know, Robert Ford, that Steve Sparks got his start right here with John Granato on the radio? He had never done anything. He came in to be an analyst back in, how long ago was
that? It was a while ago now.
07?
Yeah.
It was 07. That's how he got his start.
Yeah, he didn't.
So you're who I have to blame is what you're
saying. That's you're absolutely right.
By the way, whenever this is perfect now, whenever the Astros clinch the division and you hear Steve Sparks about an hour later on the radio doing interviews from the locker room, that's a classic John Granato move.
Wasted? Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, John Granato move.
Robert Ford with us this morning here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We were talking a little bit about, Robert, you're with these guys all the time on the plane and everything else. Do you see a difference the last couple of years losing some of the guys like Carlos Correa and George Springer? They were big in that locker room. Is it different this year?
I mean, it's just different just because they're just some different personnel. But I think in terms of just the way guys go about their business, I don't think that's really changed. I think that's been one of the keys to this run that the Astros have been on is that, you know, some faces will change, some names will change, but the amount of work that's put in, the professionalism, that doesn't really seem to drop off, which has been pretty impressive when you consider how things have changed and other guys have come into the mix.
You know, it's funny. Dez from Apollo Media just put this out, and this is something that has been referenced on radio, on television. Jose Urquidy, sometimes there's addition by subtraction. And Urquidy just wasn't feeling it with the slider. I don't know how much the team had to do with that, how much Maldonado had to do with that. Since eliminating the slider from his repertoire, he is 10-0 with a 0.69 ERA and 100. And I think he's 10-0 with the 0.69 ERA. That is amazing that simply by focusing on what you do best and not trying to do too much, that it can really hyper-focused his game.
Well, he still throws a slider. It's the cutter that he got rid of.
Oh, yeah. Did I say slider? Yeah, cutter, I meant cutter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's the cutter he got rid of, which is, you know, like a shorter slider. He added that cutter this spring and tried to implement it. And I think it was one of those situations where it was a good idea maybe to try and add a cutter, give him a new wrinkle, but the results weren't there. And so I think sometimes when you're not getting the results that you're used to getting or that you're expecting to get, the key can be to kind of go back to basics a little bit. Because it wasn't like Urquidy didn't have a bunch of pitches. I mean, he's got, you know, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. So it's not like this is a guy who, you know, if he gets rid of one pitch now, he's down to two pitches or even three pitches. So I think just kind of simplifying that has made all the difference. I'm not exactly sure that it was one person necessarily who suggested it or whether it was a more of a collaborative effort. But when you're struggling, you're looking to find a way to change things. I mean, it was to a point where, I was starting to wonder whether he was going to be in the rotation for much longer.
Mm-hmm.
It got pretty dicey there for him for a while, but, you know, to his credit, he figured something out, and it was eliminating that cutter. Also, the location of his other pitches really improved as well. So now we're seeing Jose Urquidy that, you know, we were hoping to see when the season began.
On Fangraphs, by the way, his fastball at 93.6 is the hottest his fastball's been since being a Houston Astro. Last year's at 92.6. His rookie year, 93.3. So the fastball is popping up there pretty good relative to what we usually see.
You know what else was dicey, Robert, was the talk that he was going to get traded. And I just couldn't believe that you would, that with you got 3 years arbitration with him, Garcia, that you got him under control for 4 years, and Javier of another 3 years. I just couldn't believe that one of those young arms, and I'm just glad, I don't imagine you would be too, that just didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where I get what the thought process was. You have quite a few young, controllable arms going with a six-man rotation. You know that, you know, Lance McCullers Jr. is close to coming back. You have Hunter Brown waiting at AAA, who would be in the big leagues by now, has deserved the promotion. There just hasn't been a spot for him. So I get the line of reasoning. And the Astros eventually did trade a starter. It just wound up being Jake Odorizzi. Sometimes you have to deal from what your strengths are to shore up one of your weaknesses. I mean, yeah, I'm glad that the Astros figured out a way to move a starting pitcher without moving, one of their younger cost-controlled starting pitchers like Urquidy. But I do get the thought process, but I'm glad it worked out the way that it did, even though, you know, Odorizzi, you know, he'd really turned the corner his last several starts after not really getting any traction, you know, his first year or so in an Astros uniform. But I think this probably makes more sense long-term and in the short-term for the Astros than it would have been maybe to trade Jose Urquidy.
Robert Ford with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I don't know if I've ever seen, Robert, a happier guy than Trey Mancini is right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's been on a team that's, you know, lost 100 games. What is there on pace? They were on pace earlier this year to do it, but now they've been playing a lot better. But, I mean, they lost 100 games in a row with, like, three straight full seasons or whatever it wound up being. He was there when they went to the wild card game in 2016, but that's his only taste of postseason, and that was very early in his career. So, yeah, I mean, I think one of the neat things about getting someone like Trey Mancini, who's been a good player on a losing team for several years, is that I think, you know, they really appreciate the opportunity maybe more than a lot of guys would, just because they know what it's like to be playing out the string a lot. And, you know, he said all the right things while he was with Baltimore about wanting to be there through the rebuild and all that. And I don't think he wasn't being genuine. But, I mean, obviously you always appreciate when you gain, you know, 20, 30 games in the standings or whatever it is. So, I'm excited to see what he can do. It seems like, you know, the Crawford boxes are made for him. And it was funny, that home run that he hit yesterday for the Astros, it would not have been a home run at Camden Yards. And that was, you know, he was someone who was really hurt by them moving that wall back and making it higher in Baltimore. So this is already, I think, paying dividends for the Astros and for Mancini.
Robert Ford, our guest play-by-play announcer for the Houston Astros. The catcher and the pitcher, the relationship is a very important one in Major League Baseball. And Maldonado seems to have a great relationship with the entire pitching staff. And he's a guy who's done a great job with them. The hitting, obviously, has been a little suspect, even though he does have some pop. And he has been better of late. How do you see Vasquez and Maldonado? How do you see the relationship playing out? They know each other. Apparently, they're friends. How do you see the relationship in the locker room, in the dugout, and then how what it looks like in terms of who gets the starts and how Dusty plays this out?
Well, I think, I mean, like you mentioned, the two of them, with the relationship they already have, I think will really help. And, I mean, I get the sense Vasquez knows what he's getting into. I know Dusty talked with both of them together after Vasquez was acquired. And I think it's a situation where, you know, Vasquez understands he's going to be the backup, and Maldonado is the starter. I think it's a situation where, you know, maybe you can give Maldonado a few more rest days than in the past because you feel a little bit more confident with the backup that you have there and, you know, someone that maybe the pitchers feel a little bit more confident in. So I think all those things will make this work out pretty well for everybody involved. And also, too, and I mean, one of the big reasons why the Astros wanted to make this move, if something happens to Maldonado where he's out for a few weeks or longer, you have a guy who's been a big league starter, and, you know, can be back there on an everyday basis and be an everyday catcher. And I think that's huge. I think it's also huge that, you know, Vasquez is a better hitter, a little better runner than Maldonado. So, you know, Dusty Baker has talked about how, you know, he can use Vasquez to pinch hit for Maldonado, and he can use him to run for Maldonado late in games and won't have to burn an extra player. So I think all of those things could make this really work out well for the Astros and for Christian Vasquez and for Martin Maldonado, too.
Do you see, back to Mancini, you see him playing a lot of left?
I think initially he could see quite a bit of time out there. We're still waiting to find out when Michael Brantley is going to have some sort of timetable for his return, and hopefully we'll know more about that soon. But I think certainly while Brantley is out, yeah, I think you could see Mancini play left, particularly in Houston. I mean, even Mancini admitted, you know, he's not the best outfielder. So, you know, the short left field in Houston probably makes more sense for him. Places with the shorter left field make more sense for him. Since the Orioles moved that wall back in Baltimore, he hasn't played left field. He's played left field this year for Baltimore three times, but all three were in road games. So, you know, they didn't want to expose him in the bigger left field now in Baltimore. But that's not an issue in Houston. So, yeah, I think you'll see Mancini play some left field and, you know, maybe play a little bit of first base on days Yuli is off or maybe DHing.
It was a shame Will Smith gave up that. That homer was only a home run at Minute Maid. Nowhere else is that a home run. It was a shame he gave that up, but he looked pretty good. But sometimes a change of scenery can help a guy, huh?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's been a bit of a down year for Will Smith this year with Atlanta. But one thing the Astros have been good at is unlocking something with guys, not just guys that they bring up in the organization, but guys they bring in from other organizations. And obviously, when you're talking about a guy who's only here for 2 months potentially, I think it's a little different. You don't have as much time, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Astros figure something out with pitch usage or what have you, and Will Smith pitches better in an Astros uniform than he did in a Braves uniform.
That's Robert Ford, Houston Astros play-by-play announcer. Robert, we really appreciate it. Appreciate your insight into the team and looking forward to the stretch run.
We got a listener to ask a question, Robert. He wants to know if you can get him some tickets to Bad Bunny when he's at Minute Maid Park.
I hear that's all out. I can't. I have no connections there.
you're all done there.
You don't have any Bad Bunny connections.
Okay. I do not have any Bad Bunny connections. Yeah, you're not talking to the Bad Bunny guy. At least not the Bad Bunny connections guy. Let's put it that way.
I'll have to call Sparky about
that. You don't know a guy. You don't have a guy.
I got a guy. You don't have a guy. I got a guy, Sparky. He can. I think he's the Bad Bunny connection at Minute Maid Park. Hey, we really appreciate it, Robert. Thanks for spending some time with us. Great insight and continued success. You guys do a great job. Love listening to you guys.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, there's Robert Ford right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Art, we finally asked an art question.
You did. I was impressed. I'm like, John's going to, when you said, we got a question for a listener, I said, he's going to ask him the Bad Bunny question.
No Bad Bunny tickets, Art. So there you go. You know what? That was an underdog, wasn't it?
Well, so underdogfantasy.com. That's the website that you need to go to. And that's actually what you need to search up when you go to your iOS platforms, your Google platforms, whether it's for, you know, your Samsung or your iPhone or whatever you have. Get on underdogfantasy.com because yesterday I took an L. I took an L yesterday in my head-to-head matchup and fantasy draft. I had Yordan, and I was hoping Yordan would do a little bit more. It's just a $15 head-to-head matchup. But the great thing is you can do head-to-head, three-person, six-person drafts. You can do the big one, which is they have the Puppy 3 NFL season, which is a $5 entry. Or you can do Best Ball Mania 3, which is a $25 entry. The Best Ball Mania 3 is a $10 million prize. They also have FedEx Cup playoff best ball, by the way, for you golfers out there, for you golf fans. If you want to handle fantasy golf, they've got you taken care of. And, of course, daily fantasy in baseball. But for football, it's awesome. You draft your team and you're done. Whatever your highest score is that week, that's what you get. There's no waiver wires. There's no starting lineups. They basically take your very best team. So you got a chance to build a big, good, deep team. And if you're smart and if you're sharp and if you're doing your homework, you can get your piece of the $10 million in prizes. Use promo code Lance, and they are going to give you a bonus of up to your deposit amount, your deposit amount up to $100. So $100 deposit gets you $200, and you can start playing right now. Get your $25 entry into Best Ball Mania 3 with my friends over at underdogfantasy.com, promo code Lance.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Now you're lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I hate stories like this. Is Bills Gabriel Davis over or underranked in fantasy football drafts? I don't want anybody to talk about him because I'm going to get him. Okay? Stop talking about him. Hey, Deshaun is vehemently denying that he did anything wrong. And so, and you know, this
You
was,
know this isn't news of the weird, right?
No.
Are you going to juxtapose it with what the Browns said?
Well, the Browns have said that he is remorseful.
Actually, guys, Deshaun is very remorseful. I did nothing wrong. I didn't do anything. Like, Browns, have y'all talked to Deshaun?
Well, and that's one of the things that Sue Robinson said in her account of the whole thing is he's not remorseful. He's not remorseful in the least. So, yeah, this is a problem. He doesn't think he did anything wrong.
Once again, no remorse, multiple issues with one COVID, another, which is Sue Robinson has found that he did act inappropriately. And then basically she even said, this is not my, I'm just working with the precedent that's already been set. And so the league can easily come in and say, okay, because if Sue Robinson thought there was nothing going on, if she didn't think there was enough evidence, she could have said zero games, and it's set up to where the league could not appeal.
Yeah.
If she said zero games, they were done,
right?
And that was it. However, what Sue Robinson was basically saying is,
no.
I'm going to go six, and then y'all can do what y'all want to do from here.
Well,
but I think there's
egregious,
issues.
And yeah. I mean, and then gave six games. So that seems to be,
well, that's
a problem.
That's her saying, basically, y'all can let that stand. as precedent, or you can do what you want to do. But she didn't want to have to set precedent because she didn't create penalties for anything else.
What? Okay, right now, name it. What's it going to be?
I'd say a year.
You say a year?
Yeah.
I don't think it'll go a year. I think it'll be
eight to ten. I think that would make sense, and here's why. It would give the NFL a chance to say, and Roger Goodell's not hearing this himself, but it would give the NFL a chance to say, well, we made it a harsher penalty, but we didn't go over the top on what Sue Robinson said. We just added two games or four games. It wouldn't shock me if it ended up 8 to 10. It wouldn't shock me if it ended up 8 to 10.
I think that's what it's going
to
be.
That is.
Because
that might not be enough for Cleveland. Like, Cleveland might be able to overcome that.
Yeah.
From a win-loss standpoint and get into the playoffs.
No, I think that'll be. That'll
10
be
is worst case scenario because that 10 may take you out of the playoffs this year.
And I think there's going to be a fine.
Well, the worst case scenario is indefinite that stretches into next year where they get a piece of the money. I think what's going to happen is. You may be right. 8 to 10 with the fine.
With a fine. I think he's going to get fined because they circumvented the entire fine.
Now, here's
fine,
the real question. Will they file an injunction allowing Deshaun Watson to play early in the year? It's not a great. I mean, you can file the injunction allowing to play.
I don't
but
think
then,
they have the ability.
Is,
a court will throw it out and, since it's a collectively
bargain. Well, if you're Deshaun Watson, no, they can. They can try to take it to a higher court. Here's your problem you're going to run into.
Well, I've seen some places that said they can't do that either.
Okay, I saw one, but it may have been Jeff Schwartz who was talking about this. But the problem would also be if you get in the next year, yikes, you're getting into the real money for Deshaun.
Right. Well, no, so or find him this year real money.
Yeah, it behooves you maybe not to go too crazy with your fighting it off this year.
Do you have this Nick Saban sound? Oh, you don't have the sound? Nick Saban says this is a rebuilding year for Alabama. They still got Bryce Young.
Interesting.
And they've got all these five stars, really, a rebuilding. This is Nick just wah. Stop, Nick. Stop. Okay, well, because you're so down, because you didn't win the... You weren't number one in the recruiting battle this year?
That's kind of funny.
Apparently, they just moved into the top 10 for next year. Alabama might be... How much longer is Nick going to be there, first of all?
Oh, there's a thought he's not going to be there a whole lot longer.
Yeah. And if I'm a player... Now, I can get out of there whenever I want.
The NIL stuff may really be taking its toll. Who knows?
Yeah. This will make it so much more difficult for Deshaun and the NFLPA to seek relief in the federal court from a federal court which has a strong preference to not interfere with collectively bargained arbitration processes. That's going to be a real difficulty for him. And especially if he wants a temporary restraining order to play right away. That is going to be a real difficult thing to do. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you've got some thoughts on that, you're more than welcome. Actually, we have news of the weird. News of the weird coming your way next right here on the show. So we will do that. Right now, though, I'm talking about Artisan Grange. Artisan Grange is a new way to dip. It's a new way to dip with hemp. It is so much better for you. It's hemp and CBD. So you know the benefits of CBD. The benefits of CBD are well documented. I'm not going to tell you that you're going to feel better. I can't tell you that. That would be, I can't make claims that I can't keep. But I will tell you this. People are raving about the effects of CBD, and especially with when you dip it. And you don't spit this, okay? There's not as much spitting going on. You can spit if you want, but you can also swallow this dip as opposed to sweat. Now, what flavor do you like? You got ice mint. You've got berry, you've got dark mint, you've got espresso, you've got citrus. Oh, you got tobacco. You can go with the Dew Blend tobacco flavors, and those are awfully popular as well. They also have the Dew Blenders, Dew Blend and Canstead, and they're two different kinds, but they've got wintergreen, they've got mint, they've got dark fire, they've also got the tobacco flavor, if that's what you're craving. And look, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to that dipping is gross, and she hates it. And if you want to get out of it, this is a great way to dip with no tobacco and no nicotine, and yet all the stuff that you want in your dip. It's all at 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It is that simple. Lance, have you ever stayed in an Airbnb?
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever seen them marketed before? Yeah, of course they market. You go look on the website. Well, here's one. It's an 1830s slave cabin. And the owner, you know, it just is amazing that in 2022 that this stuff still happens, that you're too stupid to realize, maybe I should rethink this.
Stupidity is...
No, it has no limits.
It's way more common than you think.
it's been marketed as an 1830s slave cabin. The company has since apologized and vowed to make changes to listings of former slave quarters. But it's actually a luxurious room. It's actually pretty pricey, and it's actually pretty luxurious right now.
So you're going to have influencers going there like, oh, my God, doing their piece, you know, their deuces, taking pictures of themselves with duck lips. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe, you'll never believe where I am, guys. This is amazing, actually.
It's a cloth, it's got a cloth foot tub and tile and lighting fixtures. The listing also describes it having exquisite antique furnishings and turned-down service. Not exactly what it used to be.
No.
Not exactly what it used to be. Apparently, in Victoria, a cat, if it trespasses, can be fined $150. Do you have a cat? You don't have a cat.
Nope.
But your dogs, they could trespass.
Could, but I don't hear... Doesn't sound like dogs are
no,
part
just
of this.
Apparently. Well, this the cat was trespassing, so the cat was fined.
Can't cats pull squatters' rights? That kind of crap too. Aren't they what we're talking about?
Well, that's what my cat did. It came and just
it just went squatters'
dumped on
rights
the car.
On your hog.
Yeah, remember? Took dumps on my wife's car, and then we finally ended up.
Jinxie cat just dropped deuces, and you kept it.
Right, right.
That's you're in that kind of abusive relationship. Where a cat can dump on your car and you keep it?
Right. Yeah.
Just didn't have a choice.
She finally went, you ought to feed it. You know what?
Well, then that's over then.
Yeah, then it's over. Once you feed it, it was over. Are you going to go see the Batgirl movie?
Nah, probably not.
Well, no one is. It's reportedly never going to be released because it's so bad. It will never, ever, ever be released. So, yeah.
I put that on Dell. For liking all those cartoons.
I know. Yeah, nice job, Dell.
Way to go.
Yeah, Batgirl.
Nice job, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Spidey Pig. That's so stupid.
Spider Pig.
Yeah. I mean, can they get dumber? Apparently, they're having a real problem in Australia. A real crisis, Lance.
Kangaroo fights?
Nope. They're crippled by a critical shortage of Lamborghinis right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's so terrible.
Is this somewhere you don't want to go right now because of how downtrodden Australia is right now?
That's actually that's a big problem.
It is.
They don't have enough Lamborghinis?
They don't have enough Lamborghinis, yeah.
So what are they going to do?
I don't know what they're going to do. They got to get more Lamborghinis in there, don't they?
I guess so.
Apparently, a Dallas man shot himself.
Okay.
Well, actually, he shot someone else, a woman. The bullet went through her, hit him in the leg, and killed him.
So it must have ricocheted.
I don't know how this worked out. It was in a car. It's almost, as you've seen, he shot her in the neck.
And, what?
And during a domestic argument, the bullet exited the victim's body and hit the 26-year-old man in the leg, killing him. She got shot in the neck and survived.
There goes
he
that karma.
He got shot in the leg.
There goes that karma catching up with you.
She survived her injuries. But there you go. That's what you get for shooting somebody in the neck. That's not exactly what we should be doing, right?
No.
Police say a man trying to kill a spider with a lighter and lighter fluid set off a fire of 40 acres in Springville. He was trying to kill a spider.
Dumb people are ruining everything.
Dumb people ruin everything.
I mean, dumb people are ruining everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, you dummies are the worst.
Do you want to go to the food expo in South Korea?
My guess is no, since you're about to tell me about it.
No, excuse me. It's in Hong Kong. It's in Hong Kong.
I'm still guessing no.
Yeah, you don't want to go there because they're having a food expo where no one is allowed to eat.
Why?
COVID? Because of COVID. We're not at a point where we can
eat
food together.
What are you doing? You're going to look at it?
Yeah, they're all going to just go to the food expo and look at the food, apparently.
With masks on, just
with
look
masks
at food.
On, yeah, look
cool.
at food. Yeah. So I don't know that... Would you be able to go to a food expo and see all that food?
No.
Would you like some Eskimo ice cream?
Yes.
Yes, except here's the problem with it. It's made of pike fish. Would you like a pike fish ice cream?
No, first of all, you're not supposed to call it Eskimo ice cream.
Well, they're calling it Eskimo ice cream. The native Alaskan dessert featuring pike fish.
Inuit ice cream.
Yeah, they say.
It's made out of fish, huh?
It's made out of
ice cream made out of fish.
Pike fish.
Good.
Is that something?
This is very savory. What is this? I'm going to get a picture from my Insta. It's pike fish.
Yeah, no. I don't think I want pike fish if it's not an ice cream.
No.
I'm pretty sure I don't want to eat that.
At all.
And Alabama, apparently this woman was ejected from an execution she was supposed to witness because her skirt was too short. Don't you think if the guy can look through and see a girl with a short skirt, at least give him something, one last thing before he goes?
Is that the way you're looking at this?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, can't we give him one last look at something that might excite him?
One last bit of hope?
Speaking of exciting, this woman, a British woman, claims that her husband gets excited 100 times a day. Just from seeing her or hearing her, he gets
excited. This is one of those
excited.
Things we've heard about. Somebody has something that's like they were in an accident and now something has clicked in their brain and something weird. Like, that's almost a superpower, but it's not the kind that will get you on the boys. Well, actually, it might get you on the boys.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Actually, that's the kind of superpower that actually might get you on the boys.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's one where he wishes that one would go. Like, I wish I didn't have this going on all the time.
What
country is this?
In Britain, in England. She says it's really wearing her out, but it's actually not that bad a thing.
Is that what she said?
She said, you know, it makes me tired though because, you know, I've got to take care of my man. So good for her. Good for them. Apparently in Spain, they've got a crisis going on, too. No one's allowed to put their air conditioning below 27 degrees centigrade.
Which is
what? Is that? Celsius. 27 degrees.
You tell me
it
you
seems
live
like
in
it's
Spain.
Hot. Yeah, I never took the temperature there. It seems like that.
Celsius to Fahrenheit. What is it? 27, you said?
Yeah.
So 27 is going to be, where are we at here? 27, 80.
Yeah. I'm not, guess where I'm not going?
Wow.
How are you going to sleep in 80 degrees?
You're not allowed to put it. Who's stopping you?
Well, they might find out.
Actually, they could.
They
yeah.
could find out.
You could just say, I had all of my lights on. Whoa, I had all of my lights on. You're running
this
your
is Spain, not Italy.
It's the romantic language.
We know. You gotta
it's the love
do
language.
Your,
it
do your
the same.
Spanish accent.
Hey, you can eat it at 10 o'clock with us? We eat the late dinner.
That's
it's a
not,
love language. It's a very similar to Italian.
No, it's not at all similar to Italian.
Hey, look at us agree.
Dude, I want to see
Greece.
You do your Spanish accent.
I am doing a Spanish accent right now. Look at us eat the olives and different types of ham.
They do. I'm on.
At 10:30 at
yeah.
night.
Yeah. No, no, no.
And dinner take 3 hours like a King Lear.
In a paella.
Paella is delicious.
Awesome. No, paella is awesome. We're done. I want to talk. Speaking of eating, eatlafayette.com. Eatlafayette.com. If you haven't been to Lafayette, it's a wonderful little trip. It's just three and a half hours down the road here on I-10. It's such an easy trip, and it's so affordable because you're just using the gas to get down the road. You don't have to get in an airplane. You have to do all of that stuff. You get to Lafayette, and then you can enjoy all the stuff. The nightlife is awesome. There's always a band playing somewhere. You can find it. You go on the website and see what's going on. There's festivals all the time. It's just a fun, fun place. I'm telling you, I loved living in Lafayette. And if I could have made any money there, I would have stayed there forever. But you couldn't make any money there. And here's the deal. it's affordable. That's why the hotels are inexpensive. That's why they have this Eat Lafayette campaign going on right now, where you can eat at discount prices in Lafayette. So go to the website and see for yourself where you can eat and what you can do and all of the different events that you can do, everything that you can possibly do in Lafayette. It's so much fun. I love Lafayette. You will love it too. Go to eatlafayette.com. That's eatlafayette.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.